855.
Turning, the true turners are right here, and I'm not even related to Ted. Too bad, too, huh? Under the circumstances.
I'm going to eat at this restaurant today.
Yeah, it's called Ted's, isn't it?
Ted's Montana Grill.
Ted's Montana.
The best bison burgers you have ever had.
Are they really?
Bison burger.
Bison burger, right. Seven after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Happy to have Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio along. The presence of Jennifer Horn is requested. And accepted. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Rich McFadden in Washington and Clay Cohut is watching the web. Speaking of the web, there is a parody of a song that is making the rounds on YouTube. And Richie, I believe you have captured the essence of this song called the Psoriasis Song Parody. And it's just performed by our guest, Mr. John Lovitz. Can I get up, Richie, please?
Too many times before. Oh, not the itching drives me crazy. And when I wake up, my skin like snow is covering the floor. I'm so stiff. And I'm so sore.
Right, so, we most of us think about John Lovitz as a character,
yeah,
that face that he is able to so amazingly replicate each time he gets into a situation. And for the first time, though, he's stepping away from his fun side and revealing a problem that he's had for a long time that, frankly, is a problem that a lot of other people have. And the thing that is interesting, John, about this in this particular circumstance is that most of the time the public looks at someone like you as unidimensional. They never think of you in your private life. They don't think of you as a guy who's got to eat three squares a day and go to the bathroom and take a shower. They just think of you in terms of what they've seen, that image on the screen. And we all know that's one thing, and you're an actor, so you have a life. And apparently there's a distraction in your life.
Right. Well, I got psoriasis about 11 years ago, and it just started off as little red dots, and I got some cream, and it went away, and then it came back, and then it just got worse and worse.
So how is it covered up when you wear a short-sleeve shirt, for example, for a role? I saw you in what looked like a Tommy Bahama shirt in some role. I don't remember what it was, but how do they cover up the psoriasis when you're...
I had it on me. They'll put makeup on it, and I mean, some stuff I've seen, you can see it, you know, on my legs or on my arms. But it got to the point where it was so bad, and I happened to run into a friend of mine, and she told me about this new treatment that helped her, a friend of hers, and I tried it, and it worked great. So I called the company that made it, and I said I want to do a funny PSA about it. Jerry Zucker, who directed, you know, Airplane movies and with his brothers and Jim Abrams and Ghost, to direct it. He directed the movie, did Rat Race. And we became friends. And then he came up with the song parody that you played. I wrote it, but he said, let's do a funny song parody. And we shot it at my... I have a comedy club at Universal City Walk, John Lovitz Comedy Club. But there's a website, though, if you want to see everything, called seriousaboutpsoriasis.com. And so, the PSA is on there, and the song parody, and there's a funny question and answer.
What do people not know, or what's the most commonly understand. I'm thinking about this, and I've been told that psoriasis is a result of being nervous or full of fear.
No, most people think it's dry skin,
mm-hmm.
And it isn't. It's an autoimmune disorder. It's not contagious. It's from within your body, and your old skin cells don't fall off your body. They stay there, and the new skin cells grow underneath.
Yeah.
And as a result, it looks. You get these horrible big patches, and your skin flakes and bleeds and itches, and you're dealing with it constantly. People used to think it was leprosy. That's how bad it looks.
Right, yeah.
And it can. I mean, I had it on half my body, my arms, my stomach, my legs. I mean, it's miserable.
It's like having poison ivy all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
You're dealing with it night and day, and, you know, you don't want to you don't want to wear shorts. You don't want to take your shirt off.
How does it get in the way? I mean, if you're as distracted by this, it says something about you that you can, and I say this in the most loving way, you can pull off these comedic roles having to be distracted over these. I mean, I can any number of, you've been in 30-some-odd films. I remember perhaps The Wedding Singer may be one of the best examples of, you know, you're just a funny guy. And
I don't think I had it then, or if I don't think I had it then.
You didn't?
But, no, but like we, up till this year, really, in March I had it. And, yeah, I'd do stand up and I'd be on stage, I'd wear long sleeve shirts and I'd be constantly, you know, scratching myself. Yeah. And
it's that miserable. So how?
It's miserable. A lot of people, they don't want to leave their house.
No.
You really need to go to a dermatologist that specializes in psoriasis and find the treatment that works for you. Because there's all these new treatments, and they're effective, but you have to find the one that works for you.
We're talking to John Lovitz, who has been known by America. Last time I saw you, looked like you've lost a good deal of weight. Did you lose a lot of weight?
I don't know how you can tell that on radio, but thank you.
No, I can't tell that on radio, but I saw you.
My voice.
You know where I saw you? Here's where I saw you. I saw you, and I was walking out of the movie at the farmer's market, and you were there in a shirt. I said to the person I was with, "Look at that John Lovett over there. Look how much money. Look at how much weight he's lost." And I don't know whether that's this was probably a year ago. You know, Jennifer, you were with me.
The camera had 10
Jennifer,
pounds.
It was you.
Was that the day you pickpocketed John?
No.
When you noticed all that money?
No.
No, but
John, go ahead.
The camera had 10 pounds, but I noticed on me it added 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and so you get... what is this, the problem that you're talking about, the health problem, how does it affect your family life?
Well, I mean, honestly, I thought I'll never go on a date again. I mean, because I don't want to take my, leave a girl, be intimate, and then have her look at my body and my skin like that.
Right.
So have you been able to get a hold of it?
I mean, I just thought, well, that's the end of that.
Yeah.
So have you been able to get a hold of it and manage it now, John? Or is it under control?
Yeah, now it is. That's why I got so excited. And, you know, I realized there wasn't there's a girl from America's Next Top Model that spoke about it, but that was a few years ago.
Well,
I just thought I could help and I could do it with humor, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why the psoriasis song parody of, this is from Maroon 5's song, This Love. And
they tell me I gotta go, but if you go to seriousaboutpsoriasis.com, you can see everything, the parody, the PSA.
All right, we'll check it out. John, good luck to you. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on your show.
You're welcome.
Thanks, John.
Our pleasure. Take good care. John Lovitz. You know where we saw him?
Did we see him together, really?
Yeah, we did, and it was at Ed's funeral.
Oh, you didn't see that, huh?
That's where I saw him.
Now you're absolutely right.
You know what? And I was thinking, I was thinking it's in that army, what is that auditorium?
It was the television Arts and Science.
Arts and, yeah. And yep. It's very similar to the auditorium at the Grove.
See, you're so right. When you said we were at the Grove together, I've never been to the Grove.
No,
so
but that's right.
It was another woman.
You're right, and he was wearing the Hawaiian shirt at Ed's funeral.
And I said to your father and you, isn't
and
that
he did
John
look like
but
he lost weight.
He lost a lot of weight. That's why I didn't, you know. I didn't go over to him and chat with him. Anyway, that's a horror. I know Ellen Ratner had horrible psoriasis when she was younger, and she always thought it was due to nerves and the fact that she's just a flake.
Literally.
A lot of it is from allergies.
What did you say, Roberta?
A lot of it is from allergies.
Yeah.
Psoriasis. And the first thing, if you have it, that you should look at is your diet.
Yeah.
Because especially gluten.
Yep.
Yeah. Is anybody else itching right now?
Yeah, I am, absolutely. I was going to just say that. You read my mind, Jennifer. I'm sitting here scratching. You can see, because we're on the Good Day Show Live. I'm scratching up here. I'm scratching my nose. I'm scratching behind my ear. It's amazing how, and I've been treating, Charlotte has a couple of little fungus spots on her skin. So I've been putting an antifungal on them every day, and every time I get done, I get this itch all over the place.
Because you know that itch it just jumped off of her onto you.
Yeah, it just it's your head.
So somehow now we have John Lovitz's itch over the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You want to play a little bit of that again? Ask it. Is this clever? Did he do a clever job of this? The psoriasis.
I was just watching the Jerry Zucker thing. It's pretty funny, too, the video. We can put that up on the website.
I'm pretty sure this is the funniest song about psoriasis out there.
He's a funny bugger. It's 17 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program of service to you.
I got this thing about 10 years ago.
Macy's Perfect Gift Sale has the best gifts for everyone at 25 to 50% savings. Plus an extra 20, 15, or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or pass. Save on sweaters for him and for her, $29.99. Designer active and wool coats, 40% off. Holiday Lane and Martha Stewart collection ornaments, 50% off. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Shop early till late at Macy's Perfect Gift Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Ah, the holidays. Rocking around the Christmas tree not going to be quite as easy this year? It doesn't have to be that way, you know. Feel your best this holiday season with help from Nature's Youth, the anti-aging experts. You know, the creators of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. Thought that might ring a bell. Well, in the giving spirit, Nature's Youth is offering $5 off any order you place between now and the end of the year. That includes any of their more than 100 unique products. They didn't stop there either. With any Nature's Youth order, receive a free Pro-GHR spray. Pro-GHR was designed to provide precursor nutrients to help your body naturally boost its HGH levels. Log on to naturesyouth.com today and get you feeling like you again. Special holiday savings for you. $5 off any order and a free bottle of Pro-GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
You come first with us. Richie.
Yeah.
You're number one.
And he shows you with that middle finger every day.
Roberta, you are number one.
I'd rather be number two.
Okay, you can be number two.
Okay.
Clay, you can be number three then.
Oh, all
right. Who wants to be number four? Maria,
by the way,
or
being
Jennifer?
Number one on Doug's list is usually not the good thing.
Because his lists are different.
That's why I'm number one.
My list has to do with the farm and what happens when the cows are present. All right, you got it, Clay?
I think so. Can I be moved down the list a little bit?
All right, we'll work on that. 21 after a good day.
Move down the list.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. Know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there.
Birthday time on Good Day, Paul Williams. Which is a good name. How many people do we? There was a young, let's see, I knew a Paul Williams, the actor Paul Williams. He was the short guy, right, that was with the tall guy. Remember the bandit, what's that guy's name, the tall guy that was the writer? That was with Paul Williams, who was like 5 feet.
Paul Williams was, 5 foot nothing, and then there was the tall guy that always played his
who
partner
was the
with
tall,
the mustache,
who was the
with the blonde
guy?
Mustache.
Who knows, 800. We don't know. We don't remember. Somebody will find out.
Remember.
Look it up. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Billy Paul is 76 today.
Wow.
Me and Mrs. Jones was his big hit. He had a couple of others, but basically this was his signature song. So born in the state, 1934. Happy birthday to him. It's Woody Allen Konigsberg's birthday. And for stage reasons, gee, I wonder why he dropped Konigsberg.
Pat McCormick.
Pat McCormick. Thank you, Richie. You are correct, Amundo.
That's
Pat McCormick. Yes, the two of them made an interesting pair. Anyway, Woody Allen, Academy Award-winning writer and director for Annie Hall, Radio Days, Alice, Hannah and Her Sisters. He has been a cretin as a human being, but been responsible for what some people think is a good, I don't like any of the stuff. I find him, he just doesn't get to me.
I missed it. Who are you talking about?
I was talking about Woody Allen.
Oh, yeah. No, not a big fan.
Richie, we missed the opportunity to get Teen Beat on the air. This is one of the great drummers of the 50s and 60s named Sandy Nelson. I bet you can find that while you're playing Eric Bloom.
Teen Beat.
Yeah. Teen Beat, isn't that my magazine?
Find Sandy Nelson. Anyway, Eric Bloom, though, in the focus now, one of the members of Blue Oyster Cult. And this is their signature song, Don't Fear the Reaper, great pop hit. Eric Bloom is an Englishman. I think it's an English group. Mistaken, isn't it? Blue Oyster Cult.
listening to.
You know, I don't think so.
Really?
But I can't tell you for sure. I have to go look that up real quick.
I think they are. Anyway, he was born this day, 1944, so he's 66 today. Happy birthday to Bette Midler. We already said happy birthday to her. John Densmore, drummer for The Doors. Another great, great group out of an era when there were so many of these people around. And unfortunately, what made them great was the amount of drugs that they took. And I don't mean that facetiously. They just really, the drugs killed them. But before they died, these people were amazingly, some of them, prolific. And certainly Morrison is an example of that.
Blue Oyster Cult is out of New York.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So 1967.
I'm not too big to admit that I'm wrong, Rich.
No, I thought they were American, but I wasn't sure. So.
Notice that, Roberta? You got that?
I'm not too big to admit
that I'm wrong.
Yeah, I like that, Doug.
Gilbert O'Sullivan. One of the most annoying songs.
You find that annoying, too.
Oh, this is an annoying song. My God, and I had to play it as a disc jockey over and over and over again. I wanted to break the damn thing.
I like that.
Yeah, it's got a catchy beat.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's just like when you're PMSing and you're in a bad mood, it makes you feel sorry for yourself.
That's the PMS song. Happy birthday, Gilbert. You've written the PMS song.
Yeah, exactly. Gilbert O'Sullivan is 64 today. Charlene Tilton, the actress, is 52 today. Treat Williams is 51, the actor. So happy birthday to everybody who is having a wonderful time, hopefully today on their birthday, first day of December 2010. A good day at 28 past the hour.
Want to spend a month volunteering in the wild? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. There are over 500 refuge areas and hatcheries in the U.S. that use volunteers. They drive tractors, map invasive plants with GPS systems, clear trails, and do sedentary things like paperwork. Most places let these helpers stay in the park for a month free. You can plug in your RV and have time for hiking and bird watching when you're off duty. At the Laguna Atascosa Refuge, volunteers conduct interpretive tours and help staff at the visitor center. And some lead night drives on this 45,000-acre range. If you're lucky, you'll spot a bobcat, an ocelot, or a feral pig from the safety of your car. Over 41,000 people volunteered in these sanctuaries last year. See a list of what needs you can meet on the National Wildlife Refuge System's website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com. to ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Good day. Time is 33 and change past the hour. Thank you for those of you who are following us on our stream at gooddayshow.com. You get to look at something different every day in my attire. Today it is the cow sweatshirt that I got.
I like it.
In New Bern, North Carolina. I did the program from a dairy store, and it was Miola's Dairy, and I don't know where else they had great milk and ice cream. Actually, I should have some of these made for my dairy store, the Eastley Dairy Store. But we have brown cows, not black cows. You got to distinguish between them.
Does that mean it's chocolate milk?
Oh, very
probably.
Clever.
You should have. Marie. You should have. Let's see. Our whole milk really moves you.
Yes, we could. Well, why don't you all just submit things that you'd like me to use, and I'll put them up and give you all credit at EastleyFarm.com. How about that? Want to do that?
Oh, that sounds good.
Send me along something. I would like that. We're going to do blogs. We're going to be part of the local, there's a new web site called Framingham.net, and we're going to be the farm report, the Eastley Farm report.
Doug, why don't we have a blogger, mom mixer out at the place? I know all the Boston Mamas.
Yes, be perfect. I'd be
That's
happy to.
We should.
Seriously,
we should
I'd
host a Boston Mamas like yep. milk
yes.
mixer.
Yep. Would you arrange it? And we'll have.
I am. I'm on it, man.
All right. And you can stay here if you want. Or you can stay in the barn.
Oh, do I have to come to it?
No. Well, why would you want to do that?
The question is, do I get to come, Maria?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Maria Bailey, Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Clay Cohut, who's our social media and technical guy. So what do you make of this, Clay?
Clay had to step out to take care of some very important reporting services.
So what, is he in the bathroom?
That's what means he got disconnected.
Oh. Good. Nice job, Rich.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't a donut run.
For the purposes of me. By the way, Maria, did you get your gift from Roberta yet?
No.
I don't have Maria's email.
Oh. You would be recipient. I have. Richie has. Everybody's got.
Richie,
you're the only one who's
Maria's
left out.
Email.
Maria?
Okay. Why doesn't Maria send you Maria's email?
Maria, send me your email.
Okay.
I don't, because I don't have Roberta's email. Maria knows my email. That's why.
All this
and
because
we certainly don't want to say it on the air.
All this because one of them likes Sarah Palin and the other one doesn't. They don't have each other's email.
Right. Mm-hmm. But they're going to become best friends when they spend the morning together.
Oh, they're buds.
At the Liz Claiborne affair, which we'll broadcast on the air.
You want me to ruin this? I could cause trouble.
Is it this week? When is it, Roberta?
I think it's next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday the 7th, yeah.
I'm going to sign Roberta up for Sarah Palin's fan club, and I'm going to sign Maria up for the Barack Obama reelection.
Hey, I belong to Sarah Palin's Facebook, and I get notices from her Ning group.
Really?
I
from her what group?
All the time.
What's the group? What is the group?
Like she has a Ning group. Like
what is
online
Ning? I don't know what that means. What is Ning?
Ning is a place that has like small little communities, and it's a, I don't know, you just create like little private groups, and they're called Ning groups.
Really?
It's Ning.com.
Ning.com.
Yeah, it's the, yeah, but it's like the platform, the technology you use, like Twitter or whatever, Facebook.
Yeah.
Anyways, I belong to her group. So I get little private messages from Sarah Palin.
Really? And what normally do the messages can, like, I'm not
like
going
over
to
Thanksgiving,
run.
She talked about, you know, giving back and how she thinks people should work in the community. And I don't know. We got little updates. I'll give you the update. I'll save it next time it comes to my email.
Yeah,
box.
Send it along. I'd like to see
I'll
what she said.
I'll forward it to Roberta.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Maria.
She loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Maria, have you been through the TSA pat-down thing?
Yes, I have.
And what
because
was you heard
I will
me
tell you.
Tell
what?
You, did you hear me tell the story about my experience?
Yes, I did.
All right. And but you didn't tell us your experience.
Well, I get patted down probably once a week.
Yeah, because you go through these.
We're not talking about your night out.
Right.
There was a story earlier today. The reason I'm asking the question is because there was a story earlier today which focused on not much. I think Alex Goldfein had a summary of what the FDA and the TSA want you to believe. That you only get 20 millibytes of whatever each time you go through it, which may or may not be true. I don't have a reason to doubt it because I like Alex and I think he comes up with the right stuff. But if you are going through these things with regularity like you certainly do, this is not good for you. And so you opt out. But apparently, Richie, would you, that TSA song they were playing, and actually more than that, at DougStefan.com, TheGoodDayShow.com today, a couple of our videos focused on the TSA. Maybe the skit from SNL
is better
than. So see if you identify with this. Everybody who's listening that has not heard this, everybody who's gone through a TSA pat-down, and mostly Maria.
Paid advertisement.
Feeling lonely this holiday season? Looking for a little human interaction? Do you want to feel contact in certain special places?
Then why not go through security at an airport?
TSA agents are ready and standing by to give you a little something extra to feel thankful about this holiday season.
TSA. What are you waiting for? I want to check under your testicles.
Spending time with a TSA agent couldn't be easier. Simply book a flight departing from any American airport. When selected for a full-body scanner, say no. You'll be pulled aside by a TSA agent, and that's when the fun begins. And you never know who your agent will be.
It could be me.
Or me. Or even me.
But it's probably gonna be us.
The TSA. It's our business to touch yours.
It's really funny. You gotta see it. It's really funny.
Very funny stuff.
One of the problems is, Doug, if you are a woman and you wear Victoria's Secret bras,
the one with the metal
20% of them, 20% of them will set off the alarm.
Yeah.
So you got to go through the pat down anyways.
Because
like,
of the
literally,
underwire?
It's all underwire, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all underwire.
Even with the full body scans?
Yeah, you're supposed to not wear them when you go through it, actually.
Actually, you know what? I had a necklace on, a heavy metal necklace on. And I did a full body scan, and they pulled me aside for a pat-down.
They did.
Yeah, because you can't have anything attached to your body. I have a bracelet I was talking about a few weeks ago that I've never taken off my arm since the day my grandmother died.
Really?
And I refuse to take it off. And so even if I go through that, they make me do a pat down.
Mm-hmm. What about
because other things show up on your body?
What about people that have piercings?
I don't know. That's a
you have a lot of women with belly button piercings now, don't they?
Mm-hmm. And other piercings sometimes.
Yeah, my daughter has all sorts
others?
Of piercings.
Yeah.
That's... You know there's others?
Yeah, like other.
Other others?
From the other regions.
From the other part
bad.
Of your body.
Now, what do you do with that?
Exactly.
How do you have them? Yeah, I don't get that at all.
I don't know. Clay, how does it work?
Nice. Yeah, very nice. Okay, so... speaking of Clay, he put up a video of a California fellow having a dispute with airport security. It was something that I'm not sure whether is that something we would have embedded in the is embedding the proper term, Richie?
Yes, embedded is the proper term.
The gooddayshow.com.
It is not. No.
No.
That one's not.
Well, there are a lot of people who've gone through. I've read the story of this guy in California. There's another Arkansas man who went through. This thing, it was so abused, he filed a lawsuit. And this, sooner or later, this is going to get decided. It's sort of off the front page now because Thanksgiving is over. And then we'll have the next big problem at Christmas time, probably. But the business about what really happens to your body. And Maria, because I care about you, I am interested to make sure that you have done that. You have not gone through this. People really ought not. Never mind trying to protest. That's a different thing. You can protest, and that's fun, and yada, yada. But this is really down to the bottom line. The stuff that is in the X-ray is not good for you. Bruce Schneer, who is a security and terrorism expert, has written a book called Scans Won't Catch Anybody. Interesting. He says he's a cryptology expert. He's been one of the most poignant critics of this security program. As a matter of fact, he says the book in another book he wrote called Beyond Fear that there is absolutely no use. The TSA has no reason for being. There's no reason for these screenings. There is nothing that happens in this stuff other than false security on the part of the public. And the public either doesn't want to hear this or doesn't get it. He refers to it as security theater. He says, in theory, the machines see things that aren't even part of your body. So if you've got a stapler in your pocket, it'll show up. It will see material, it's mostly metal. It'll see a ceramic knife. What are you really getting by having those things show up? The underwear bomber. Had chemicals stored in his briefs.
The
guys who made these machines said they wouldn't have caught that.
And this morning I'm listening to the news, and the news is talking about the underwear bomber. And they say, you remember last year when the underwear bomber almost took down that plane?
Yeah, almost.
He didn't almost.
He didn't do
nothing happened to the plane.
No. Right.
He blew his Johnson up, and the passengers took him down. He attempted. Huh. The media is, they're in on this. They're co-conspirators.
Of course they
with
are.
The government to try
it's
to scare
theater.
To death.
Well, it's a scare stuff.
Theater, right. theater. It's
because
all.
Because that's how they get
the
you
term
to tune
I'm
in every single
with.
Second so that you, oh my God, I'm going to get blown out of the sky. I've got to listen to the news.
It's security theater. And it's baloney. It is absolutely sheer.
By the way, major storms here. I've got to watch the TV to make sure that my house doesn't get blown
it
away.
It doesn't blow away.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, I agree with you, Doug. I think that you give a guy a walkie-talkie and minimum wage, and suddenly he just, it's his dream come true.
Right.
To be able to tell people what to do. And it's inconsistent, and in some instances, they get a kick out of humiliating people.
Of course they
do.
They're,
I've had, like, the most private stuff in my suitcase, like, strewn all over the place
private?
For the public to see.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, son, you got any batteries in that walkie-talkie?
Can I borrow that?
Exactly.
I want to talk to your supervisor.
Yeah. It's just beyond. We're having a conversation of what's too much here on Good Day. Maria, Roberta, and those two together are too much. Jennifer and Rich and Clay. Did we find Clay yet?
No, I have to wait for the break to reattach him.
Why don't you have a break right now, Rich, and then you can reattach him.
Clay!
And now for the bonus round. Earth is to moon as pancake is to...
Spice rub?
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed.
Correct. Ooh. All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed. Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
I will do that, in fact. All right, so we found Clay. Clay,
hello.
I wanted to know about the move afoot by some who want to initiate the digital equivalent of fingerprints that would keep this kind of WikiLeak, well, at least that's what they say, keep this kind of WikiLeak problem from developing.
It would be... Digital fingerprints for documents or for people?
Well, for every computer, every cell phone, every TV set. This guy, who is in Irvine, California, named David Norris, is starting up a company called Blue Kava, Inc., and he's identified 200 million devices that he can expect to... He's going to catalog these devices, and he said that if we get fingerprints of the people who buy them... We can better keep track of. I mean, I don't even begin to understand that. What is
basically what this is each device, like a cell phone and computer, and I guess documents, government documents and everything, would have a digital, a unique digital fingerprint or ID number on each one. So if somebody leaks a government document, they can just look at that ID number and match it up to whoever had that original document.
Makes sense.
Big government. Oh, yeah, yeah. You think the government telling you to put up new street signs was bad. Hey, 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Edible egg.
Don't ask, don't tell. When it comes to this red-hot issue, there's a lot to tell. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters, the Pentagon Report on the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy dealing with gays in the military. According to this report, repealing the policy would have a minimal impact on our armed forces. Defense Secretary Robert Gates talked about the report yesterday, saying there is skepticism among some sectors of the U.S. military about doing away with Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
So part of this is a question of unfamiliarity. Part of it is stereotypes, and part of it is just sort of inherent resistance to change.
The longstanding policy banning gays and lesbians from openly serving in the military was the subject of the aforementioned report, which included results of a survey of about 400,000 members of the armed services. Roughly 70% of troops responded that ending the policy would have little or no effect on their units. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, supports legislative repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
At the end of the day, whatever the decision of our elected leaders may be, we in uniform have an obligation to follow orders. When those orders involve significant change, such as this would, we need to find ways to lead the way forward.
Now, the House has already passed a bill to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. President Obama is urging the Senate to do the same. Speaking of the president, he met yesterday with Democratic and Republican congressional leaders at the White House. How did that meeting go?
Today we had the beginning of a new dialogue that I hope, and I'm sure most Americans hope, will help break through the noise and produce real gains.
Both the president and Republican leaders sounded conciliatory after that meeting. We'll see if such talk leads to real action. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This holiday season, I will not make my yard outshine the northern lights.
I will simply get my house ready.
I will go to Ace.
Then I will dominate my fantasy football league.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. Spruce up your yard with holiday lights and lawn decorations. Then, deck the halls with festive wreaths, garland, and more. We have everything you need for the season. At Ace, the helpful place.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
On Wall Street, the major indexes down yesterday. The Dow fell 46 points, closing at 11,006. NASDAQ off by 27. S&P down 7 points. Crude oil also down, $1.62 a barrel, finishing at $84.11. The Senate taking some action on Capitol Hill yesterday. A sweeping food safety bill has been approved, legislation giving the FDA new authority over inspections and food recalls. The measure was inspired by a rash of food contaminations over the past 2 years. Something that doesn't normally happen in the New York area, but an earthquake was felt by some residents across Long Island, New York. The quake struck about 80 miles off the coast of Southampton at around a quarter to 11 Eastern time yesterday morning. It was a magnitude 3.9. Here's Southampton, New York, Police Sergeant Andrew Ficarelli, who felt it.
We felt the building shake and the rumble. We didn't really know what it was.
There was no damage reported. By the way, the south shore of Long Island, New York, is where I happen to be located, and I felt that quake, too, and didn't know what it was. And finally, we take you back to last night. Middle of Manhattan, New York City. Let's count it down. 3, 2, 1. Light that tree. Go, the lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, the 74-foot-tall Norway spruce adorned with 30,000 multicolored LEDs and a gigantic crystal star on top. Thousands on hand to enjoy the festivities. What about you, sir? Was it worth the trip?
New York is special. Tree is special. Christmas is special. How can you not be here?
And he's from Chicago. The Acton family of Mayo Pack, New York, was there as well. They live just north of New York City, and that big tree in Rockefeller Center was in their front yard as of a couple of weeks ago before it was cut down and transported to the Big Apple. Peter Acton, the dad, a New York City firefighter, reacted this way to seeing his tree all aglow.
It looks amazing. I mean, for us to see this tree down here, it's, wow. I want my tree back.
He's just kidding, of course. And speaking of lighting things up, tonight happens to be the first night of the Jewish celebration of Hanukkah, which means the lighting of the menorah. To all those celebrating, starting at sundown tonight, a very happy Hanukkah. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The Doug Stepan Show. More fun than free.